And BC leading Georgia Tech 56-46. Speaking of BC, Mark Brooks is here with BC Powder, and they have a brand-new product to tell you about, and it's called BC Cherry. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you?
Appreciate it, Justin.
I don't have a headache yet, but I'm going to try this anyway just to see what it feels like. It's not like a, you know, what's it called? What are you not supposed to take when you don't need it? You can build up an immunity? Not to BC, but...
A placebo?
No, I'll think of it. I'm losing it. But anyway...
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics. Thank you, big baby. You're always there when I need you. But you can't, I don't think you can build up an immunity to BC. So, and we've got a thing running right now, actually, on our station with BC that is going to send somebody to the SEC tournament for next year.
Next year, that's what I hear.
So you guys are big basketball folks.
We are, yeah. We're new sponsors of the SEC this year. We've gotten back into it. We're very excited. Kind of BC is a product related to speed because it goes to work fast. It's in the powder form, so it dissolves quicker. It's got caffeine in it, so it goes to work quicker. So it's... You know, it goes work on your head, you're paying quicker.
I like that. Well,
and the SEC is kind of, you know, a speed conference, you know, football.
That's true.
And so we're kind of the two together, kind of a good partnership.
Well, unlike Arkansas's basketball team, you guys are rarely off the mark. So that's good because they have, if you've seen them shoot this year, there's no rim shot needed. It's an accurate description of their jump shooting. Robbie, am I right?
They're
next to last sometimes in the league in three-point shooting. I'm just saying.
On the road, I guess it's probably accurate.
So,
You gotta hold your hand out and taste this.
Okay, I've got a whole packet of it here. I'm gonna
have yours open.
Yeah, not yet. No, I don't.
Just taste that a little bit. Here you go. Let's give.
Oh, that tastes like candy. That's pretty good.
But it works.
Okay. Well, I'm very sore right now, so this is gonna be good. I'm still struggling. We did a combine. Speaking of speed or lack thereof, we did a combine with the guys at the station the other day. So we did the 40. We did bench press. We did all these different things. Well, I hadn't run a 40 in about 40 years. And so my legs are still hurting from a couple days ago. So this will be very welcome. I appreciate it.
You don't even look 40 years old.
I'm not. I'm being sarcastic. But it had been about 20 years. So now you guys have a booth set up here.
We do. We're at the fanfare.
Right.
All your listeners know that.
Yep.
We have the BC Fast Cash booth.
How does that work?
We have a spin wheel. People stand in line and they win prizes. And one of the prizes is the opportunity to go into the BC Fast Cash booth.
So when you're in there, you just grab as much cash as you can in a certain amount of time?
15 seconds, you grab cash, and we give you, well, it's kind of paper dollars. We'll give you real cash money at the end of it.
I like that. Well, I can do a lot of damage in 15
seconds.
Everybody
likes cash money.
No doubt.
What's the best you've ever seen as far as somebody coming out of there? 35 bucks?
35 bucks, yeah.
That'd be good. I could use 35 bucks right now. And tell me about, you guys have a special guest coming in this weekend on Saturday, right?
Saturday, Dominique Wilkins is going to be here at the fanfare at our booth.
This isn't some sort of bait and switch deal. This is
the actual Dominique Wilkins. Dominique Wilkins played at Georgia.
Yeah.
Atlanta Hawks radio announcer. The human highlight film.
He is amazing. He totally got jobbed, as much as I love Michael Jordan, got jobbed on that dunk contest in Chicago several years ago.
Which one?
The one where he lost to Jordan.
I thought he lost to Spud Webb.
Well, that one I thought was pretty legit. Look, Spud is 4 feet tall. I mean,
yeah.
Look, if Spud can get any dunks down, he deserves to win. And you know what? They were teammates, so I don't know if there was any bad blood over that deal, but no. They had some good times together.
I think they gave it to Spud that was the year before he beat Jordan, or Jordan beat Dominique.
I don't know. Spud won it a couple times, didn't he? I think Spud won it twice.
May have.
Okay. I don't know.
I was about 10 or 11, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Something like that.
Make old guy jokes. That's cool. What's what time is he going to be here Saturday?
He's going to be here Saturday at... I think it's going to be twice, 9:30, and then at 12:30.
Okay, great. So will he do autographs, or is he just going to be here talking BC?
He will do autographs.
Okay,
but he
good.
Has recently broke his wrist, we heard.
Okay.
So his autographs may be limited.
All right.
No dunking, apparently, I guess.
I don't know how he broke his wrist.
Okay, you get a picture with him. That's good. Yeah. I'd rather have that anyway. That's good. Well, we appreciate you coming on. Thanks for the BC Cherry samples. I'll be taking these back to the station because there's a lot of old guys with a lot of different pains, and this is delicious stuff. I'm into it. Even if I don't have any pain, I may just have it.
Little
for
Rock's a good town for us.
Yeah, you guys have been good to us. We've had a good partnership with you guys from a national standpoint. I know we've been running that. So I'm not sure all the details. I know they're available on our website at 1037thebuzz.com to get people sent to the trip next year in Atlanta, and I'm sure you all will be there.
We will be.
Are you based in Atlanta, too?
I live in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, well, we were just talking about that. Wasn't that where you were with the tournament?
Yeah, that was the last time
Last time Arkansas won an NCAA tournament game was in Raleigh against Indiana.
And what year was that?
2008?
Seems like it's been longer than that.
Yeah. Indiana and in North Carolina was there. They were playing there.
At NC State's arena?
No. I can't remember.
Was it Greensboro?
Oh, it was Greensboro. Yeah, I'm
sorry. Maybe it was Greensboro.
Look at that. I'm spreading lies on the radio.
That's fairly close.
The first time.
It was Greensboro.
Close enough,
they're fairly
close. Yeah, they're all close.
You could smell the Raleigh cigarette smoke from where you were,
yeah,
I guess.
Maybe so.
Is that what they call it, Tobacco Road?
Yeah. Well, you know, they used to let them smoke in the arena, and it was used to this big cloud of smoke hovering over. It was amazing. Even the coaches smoked back then.
Yeah.
They'd sit on the bench, and they'd sit there, and at the end of the game, it'd be a big cloud.
I used to work in TV, and I've seen old photos from the old newsrooms where guys were in there smoking.
Yeah.
Glad they changed that. I'm not a smoker. Now, if I was a smoker, I would probably miss that because you could get some cheap secondhand smoke that way. But that's not my thing. So we appreciate you coming on. Thanks for the samples.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll spread the word about BC.
We appreciate it.
All right.